The LexisNexis Corporate and Securities Law Community Podcast. Presentations and interviews with leading attorneys and industry professionals. On this edition, Gerald Linz, General Counsel of a major investment management firm, on target date funds. The opinions expressed by guests on LexisNexis Legal Podcasts do not necessarily reflect those of Reed Elsevier Incorporated, LexisNexis, subsidiary companies, shareholders, employees, or customers, and should not be considered legal advice. Gerald Linz is general counsel of a major investment management firm. Previously, he was in charge of legal matters for a number of major asset managers and fund complexes, and also spent several years in private practice, concentrating on general corporate law matters and the regulation of investment companies, investment advisors, and other financial service providers. Prior to that, he was a staff attorney in the Office of Chief Counsel in the SEC's Division of Investment Management. Mr. Linz received his J.D. in 1984 from Harvard Law School. He's co-author of numerous articles and books, including Regulation of Investment Companies, published by LexisNexis Matthew Bender, and is also author of Chapters 83 and 84 of Securities Law Techniques and Chapter 7B of Federal Securities Act of 1933 Treatises, also available from LexisNexis. Here is Gerald Linz.
Hi, I'm going to talk today and give an overview of target date funds, what they are and why they've been growing. These are not new investment vehicles, but they have been growing in popularity over the past several years. In fact, they are likely to be one of the major categories of asset growth in the next decade. What are target date funds? These can be mutual funds, collective trust funds, or other types of investment vehicles. They go by different names, such as target date funds or life cycle funds, but they're aimed primarily at the retirement market. In particular, these funds are aimed at 401k plans and other defined contribution plans. Now, what are target date funds and how do they operate? Typically, a target date fund or a life cycle fund involves a suite of underlying funds, could be collective trust funds or mutual funds, that cover a range of dates. These dates correspond to the retirement date of the participants investing in the funds. So to give a simple example, a target date product might have a 2030 fund, a 2035 fund, a 2040 fund, a 2045 fund, etc., etc. Each one of those dates, 2030, 2035, 2040, 2045, is correlated to the retirement dates of the participant. So a participant deciding to enter into a program to purchase target date funds who plans to retire around 2030 or 2031 would go into the 2030 suite of target date funds. Those retiring closer to 2035 would go into that suite, and so on. Within each date or range, in other words, 2030, 35, etc., there are a range or an array of underlying funds that span the risk continuum from conservative, moderate, and aggressive. So, for example, the 2035 target date fund would invest in several, possibly 5, 10, 15 underlying funds in some mixture. Some of them would be aggressive, some would be conservative, some would be moderate. They would also include both fixed income as well as equity funds. Earlier in a person's lifetime or working career, i.e., when they're farther away from their intended retirement date, the mix is going to be more towards equity or aggressive or growth. As the participant gets closer and closer to retirement, the mix of funds is going to automatically rebalance from equities to fixed income, thereby reducing the risk and volatility as a person gets closer and closer to retirement. The idea is that earlier in one's career, one can take more volatility and hopes to benefit from the general outperformance that equity funds typically show over a long time frame. As somebody gets closer to retirement, the volatility becomes more and more dangerous, and the certainty of payout becomes more and more important. So the product tries to dial down the risk incrementally by putting more and more into fixed income, which tends to vary much less. It's a peg fixed interest rate with a good credit tends to be the goal there. As a simple example, early when one enters the program with a retirement date several decades out, the product might have a mix of 70% equity and 30% fixed income in the underlying funds. Gradually, as the individual gets closer and closer to the retirement date, that will automatically and slowly rebalance, and that might end up being 10% equity and 90% fixed income right before the time at which the person is scheduled to retire. The target date funds and life cycle funds, as a product, seek to achieve the retirement needs of the participants, and one way in which they do it is, in essence, they seek to minimize the participant's likelihood of shifting assets at the wrong time and also running up excessive transaction costs. What this means is many individuals aren't really capable or don't have appropriate training to invest for their retirement. They may invest too heavily in equities. They may invest too heavily in money market funds. They may invest too heavily in fixed income funds. They don't have the time to do the diligence or the evaluation of which managers are appropriate and which styles are. Moreover, they often can make poor investment decisions in the sense of changing between allocations or funds at the wrong time. In other words, they may buy into equities when that is going up in price, essentially buying at the high price, and they may sell out when it's at a low price. A target date fund tries to take away that tendency to overreact or to not have a nice balanced program, and essentially puts participants on what can be called a glide path that over time, with little volatility, tries to get them to their investment and retirement goals, ultimately through many market ups and downs. Target date fund products can be either closed architecture or open architecture. A closed architecture platform essentially means the provider, let's say ABC Investment Company or ABC Asset Manager, provides the 2035 target date suite, for example, and it is invested entirely in underlying target date funds that ABC Asset Manager is the manager of. It's essentially all in-house funds. Open architecture, as the name suggests, is different in that the product or suite would have a mixture of both in-house managed underlying funds and external managed underlying funds. So as an example, ABC Asset Manager, the 2035 target date product, might have 15 underlying funds. Six of them may be managed by ABC Asset Manager. Two might be by others, Fidelity, T. Rowe Price, J.P. Morgan, Wellington, BlackRock, any managers out there who happen to have funds that the due diligence team of ABC Asset Manager thinks are good value, would make a good fit for the product. Target date funds recently have been getting more and more scrutiny by both the media and regulators. Part of this is due, in fact, to their enormous growth over the past decade or so. Again, they've been in existence for decades, the concept, but they've become very, very popular within the last 5 to 10 years and look to continue. That in and of itself is going to guarantee they're going to get significant more media and regulatory scrutiny. In addition, they were challenged very much in the recent market meltdown. Some did not perform as well as expected. Some performed very well. So regulators were also concerned that investors may have unrealistic expectations regarding how these funds can perform in different markets. As a result, both the Department of Labor, which regulates pension assets, so essentially 401k plans, defined benefit plans, as well as the SEC, which regulates not only advisors but mutual funds, and mutual funds are a key underlying component of many, many target date product suites. Both these regulators have proposals outstanding that would require additional risk and similar disclosures about target date funds for plan participants. For example, the required or proposed disclosures would call for a greater explanation of allocations of the assets, how the target date fund works over time, including graphs and charts. the relevance of the date in the target date name. In other words, when you invest in the 2035 target date fund, what does that really mean? And finally, statements or other disclosures that inform participants that they can lose money and that these are not guaranteed by any government agencies.
Introducing Lexis Advance, a new online legal research service that will transform the way you conduct your research. Our new natural search algorithm and intuitive interface access the LexisNexis services and open web content to deliver comprehensive results faster. Navigate quickly around the site with a new My Workspace carousel and get key insights into relationships between legal issues with Legal Issue Trail. To learn more about Lexis Advance, go to LexisNexis.com/advance or call 800-458-5 Thank you for listening to this LexisNexis legal podcast. Visit the LexisNexis communities. Like the communities on Facebook, follow them on Twitter. LexisNexis.com/community. The LexisNexis Corporate and Securities Law Community Podcast, copyright 2012 by LexisNexis, a division of Reed Elsevier Incorporated.